Ai, tēnā rā koutou katoa e te iwi, hakarongo mai nei ki tō tātou reo iri rangi o te hiko te ika, iwa tākou māwhitu ira tahi te iarere. I runga i te waia kōrero ko tētahi o ngā whanaunga ko Marcus Wikaira ki te kōrero e pāniki tēnei kaupapa ara ko te Hiku 2 Cup. Me ngā honanga ki tēnei hapū no reira, me tauriha ke tātou ki aia, tēnā koe Marcus.
Tēnā koe te whanaunga.
Ai, no reira, tēnā kōrero mai, ko wai koe no hia koe?
O Marcus Wikaira hoku ingoa no Te Hiku 2 Whiranaki hoki anga.
Kazi, thank you again for joining us today to speak about this kaupapa, the Te Hiku 2 Cup, which as long as both you and I know has been going since we were young. So are you able to give us a little bit of a history around the Te Hiku 2 Cup itself? Maybe when it started, and maybe even if you know who may have started this kaupapa.
I can give you, to the best of my knowledge, before it became the Te Hiku 2 Cup, it was called the Tamaho, named after our one of our rangatira in our valley, Tamaho Raori.
Right.
And it was paid for back then between Whiranaki and I think Waipawa was the first game, or the whānau from Wanamaki anyway.
Aye.
And after one occasion, I guess the cup was the tamaho was left at the Opononi Hotel, and in 1959 it burnt down and the cup was lost.
Oh.
Furthermore to that, one of Tamaho's sons, our uncle Gough Rauri,
Richard
Cup, but instead of naming it the Tamaho, he named it the Te Hiku 2 Cup.
Aye, kia ora.
Predominantly played between our whānau over the hill in Opononi or Waimamaku and the extended whānau from Auckland.
And how often would this be played for, and sort of like which time of the year would this be played for?
During Labour Weekend every year, annually.
Aye. And so we would always have our whānau come back from Tamaki Makaurau and join in this game, or like a bit of a golden oldies, or how would you prescribe the game?
Arch enemies, arch rivals, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Even though only a hill separates us, it was from my experiences playing Whiranaki versus Opononi, it's always been a physical encounter.
With our generation today, we grew up seeing a lot of our tupuna, a lot of our kaumātua play, and even just be there to ensure that this kaupapa was upheld, and also the relationships between us upheld, as you have already touched upon. Are you able to name a couple of those ones who you remember growing up and watching and waiting for the day that you would be old enough to be able to play this kaupapa?
In actual fact, this will be the first year that our whānau from over the hill in Opononi, Waimamaku, have given us the opportunity to actually play for the Te Hiku 2 Cup as Whiranaki Warriors went into recess and come out of recess in 1980. So this is actually the first time that, for a number of years, before my time, that we've actually been allowed to challenge, and that's partly due to the hard mahi of one of our whanaungas, Warren Moringa, and
right,
a couple of our other whanaunga who went and asked, and put our cards on the table in regards to challenging for the cup, and Tommy Raya, and Brent Collie acknowledged it and accepted our challenge, and this is the first year in a long time that, we've been, that the Te Hiku 2 Cup's been up for challenge between Whiranaki and our whānau over the hill.
And so you spoke a little bit about the contest on the field and how it was quite physical. But following the games and the acknowledgement of the whanaungatanga there, how important do you remember that being part of this kaupapa?
Oh, yeah, well, normally, yeah. I've only played in a few and just two cups. Our whānau over the hill never said that two players couldn't play for it if we wanted to go and play on Labour weekend. And I'm very thankful for those opportunities. You had the likes of Uncle Arthur Winyard, probably our eldest living life member of the Whirinaki Warriors Rugby Club, and our Uncle Guff back then, both from Te Hikatū and both staunch devout rugby followers.
Yeah, absolutely. And we ourselves have seen how sports within the community brings our whānau together. And these days, this is exactly what we're looking for, to not only revitalise our culture and our reo, but also that whakapapa between us, and understanding that simply a hill might separate us, but by blood we are all connected. So do you have any final quarter in regards to this kaupapa? Maybe when is the next game happening, and when are we looking to actually put on the next challenge for this kaupapa?
The game's happening this Labour weekend, 23rd of October. It isn't confirmed yet, probably about 2:30 p.m. at the Whirinaki Warriors Rugby Club, or Whirinaki Field. No mai, haere mai to all our whānau out there listening. And I just want to have a big shout out and a special mention to some of my whānau, or my cousins really, that keep our fires burning and that have been doing the work behind the scenes. However big or little your contribution has been, it's been enormous. So firstly to Warren Moringa, Shane Lee Kaira and the rest of the whānau for getting the fields ready. Cousin Greg Winyard and for organising it all from the start. This kaupapa actually come round for our uncle's 90th birthday celebration, where it was his wish for his 90th birthday that there be a rugby game played between Whirinaki and Opononi.
Aye.
Our uncle Arthur Tommy Winyard, out of that, the Te Hikatū Outward Bound donated a cup in his name and in his honour for us to play for in 2018.
Aye.
So over the last 4 years, I guess that's been our kaupapa, until our whānau over the hill accepted our challenge for the Te Hikatū Cup. So on the 23rd of October, we will be playing for two cups, the Arthur Tommy Winyard and the Te Hikatū Cup. And, it's going to be a good whānau day, hopefully, and hopefully the weather's on our side. But a special mention to all my cousins, to our financial supporters, C2K Projects, Nikki and Joseph Rowdy, and everyone else, and our home people.
Nei rā, te mea tū kia koe e te whanaunga, hei whaiwā ki te kororoa ki a hau e pāniki tēnei kaupapa, roa ake tēnei kaupapa, hei haka tata mai o mātou whanaunga, nō te kainga aha koa noho ana ki Tāmakima Kaurau, hoki mai rātou ia tau, ki te tautoko i tēnei kaupapa me ngā hononga ki te hapu o te Hikatū, nō reira, nei rā, te mea tū kia koe e te kazi e Marcus.
Kia ora kazi.
Ai, ko Marcus Wikaira, tērā me tērā kaupapa o Te Hikatū Cup. Roa ke te wā, kua hono mai wēnei o ngā tūpuna, o Korokoro, o Kāmuriera, ki te hakatū wēnei o ngā mana ki Waenganui i ngā rohe o te Hikatū. No reira, e te whānau mautonu mai ki tō tātou reo irirangi o Te Hikua Te Ika, iwa tukau māwhitu, ira tahi te iarere.